You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi there, it's Larry Quiderai, and this is 3 Mob Radio. And Zimbabwe women have beaten Namibia women by 13 runs to win the ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup qualifier Africa. And that means they are through to the global qualifier that's taking place next year. And of course, I've got the hookup, and I had a chat with the captain, Mary-Ann Musonda, asking a few questions about the success itself. And the first thing I asked her was, how important was it to win the tournament again, especially after what happened last time?
Hi, Larry. It was very important for us to win this tournament, especially after what happened in 2019. I think it was just a way of us starting again, I guess. Re-energizing again to give ourselves another chance. We can only control what we can, given what happened. So, yeah, it was important. And, well, as a team, we needed it to get to the next stage, which is the globals. We really want to make an appearance at the World Cup. And so these are the early crucial stages. So, yeah, we're happy that we managed to win the tournament.
And doing it again unbeaten, that must feel incredible, right?
Yeah. You know, when you look at it, when I think about it now, 7 straight wins, it's never easy in any tournament, regardless of the opposition. So kudos to the team for working hard and, being consistent in that regard.
How important was the team effort in getting the results?
If you can trace our stats, you can see that each and every person, kind of raised their hands and performed in each and every game. It was not just a couple of individuals repeatedly. So it kind of shows you that everyone was contributing at some point. And I think that's the essence of teamwork. That's the essence of knowing that even if a couple of people have, bad days or low moments, the next person will be there to pick you up, and help you to refocus and help you to find your form again. So teamwork is what actually won us this tournament. Just learning to do everything as a team, not one person, is key in any team. Everyone is important because they contribute in those crucial moments. So, yeah, credit to, everyone for pulling their weight at different moments, but at the end of the day, making sure that the team comes first.
And personally, what went through your mind when you dropped that catch?
When I dropped that catch, I think it's something that I've just accepted that it's part of the game. I just need to think about how, what happened when I dropped the catch. Is it a technique thing? Was I not in the moment? And I just need to pick up myself from there and focus on the next ball. It would be criminal to repeat the same offense, the same way. So like, any other mistake you make when you play cricket or in life in general, you just need to think about how you would have done things differently. And then you tell yourself next time the opportunity comes, you'll take it with both hands. So, yeah, I was quite disappointed in myself. It was a crucial wicket, but I needed to refocus and get back in the game.
And finally, what is your message to the fans who were very supportive after that win?
And to everyone who has been supporting us, thank you so, so much. I can't thank you guys enough. I think thinking about, the messages that were coming through, how people were following after every game and how their hopes were high, it kept us going. We knew that we've got a whole nation rallying behind us and it meant a lot to us. It does mean a lot to us. So we're very, very grateful for their support. They were cheering us on and it's good to have a whole lot more people behind you. It's women's sports and it's rare at times to have a following like that. So we are really grateful and we hope that they'll continue supporting us through our journey. Yeah, we're only
So that
starting.
was my quick chat there with the Zimbabwe women's cricket captain, Maryanne Musonda, and congratulations for them for winning it. And I know after the heartbreak of the 2019 qualifier, then following that was the exclusion from the global qualifier after government interference resulted in Zimbabwe getting suspended from the International Cricket Council. They will be very excited about getting through, and there seems to be a motivation by the government and everybody involved to support the girls. But before that qualifier next year, there is the small matter of another global qualifier happening, this time being hosted by Zimbabwe, the ODI Global Qualifier that's happening in November and December. Check out 3mob.com for updates. Also, before that, the women's team also gets to play against Ireland in a couple of multi-format matches, as well as against, where else are they playing? They're playing against Bangladesh in five ODIs, three or five, three ODIs, I beg your pardon. They're playing three ODIs just before the global qualifier that is taking place. All the best to the ladies, and well done to them. And that's that. Yeah, so make sure you keep tuned in to 3MOB Radio. I'll be giving you podcast updates with exciting interviews from behind the scenes and as far as the great, wonderful game of cricket is concerned, as well as other topics and other people of interest, to make sure that the news gets closer to you, to make sure that the news has the edge that you need it to have. And yeah, and also on our Instagram is at 3mob.com, on Twitter at 3men on a boat, on Facebook at 3men on a boat. Otherwise, you're tuned into 3MOB Radio. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. My name is Larry Kwederai. As I always say, from where I come from, I see you, Siyasebenza. Take care of yourself.
This is a 3MOB Radio production. www.3-mob.com.